Well, it's a long overdue chat with my next guest in studio, Linda Cooper. Many of you will know as a very long-term and very successful councillor. She also had a tilt at state politics last year. Linda Cooper, welcome to the King Review.
Thank you very much. And congratulations too on running your King Review as well.
Thank you. Thanks for being here. Now, the first question, easy question to kick off. We may get a little more difficult, challenging questions as we go on, Coops. But what are you up to these days? Everyone's wondering. You had the crack at state politics there late last year. What are you doing with yourself?
Relaxing.
You look very relaxed.
Oh, I am really relaxed. I sort of like after the election in October, I kind of had a little bit of a rewind and worked out that I hadn't had a proper break for, I think I'd had 1 month off in about 20 years. So I've had a really, really beautiful big break. Been doing some consulting work. I am looking for work. So if anybody is...
contact us here. gavin.king@4ca.com.au.
419-656-995.
We'll pass that on.
I am looking for some work at the moment. But yeah, I've just been really... just kind of taking a bit of stock and enjoying myself, really relaxing, doing a lot of jigsaw puzzles.
And election campaigns will do that, having won and lost one myself. Will you have another crack at politics at some point?
Oh, look, it's a never say never approach. And I don't say that like flippantly because I think things change all the time. But I think it's also that point of going, you step back and go, look, I had 12 amazing years as a councillor that I absolutely loved, and everybody knows how passionate I was about that. And obviously before that, an extensive media career as well. But I think sometimes, unless it's something that really drives me at that point in time of standing again, which is completely why I ran for state politics, I'm really looking forward to finding the next challenge, Gav. I'm very much a person that likes looking for adventure. I love exploring what I can do myself as well. So sometimes I think it's not necessarily that I will be actively looking at that and saying, hey, put everything on hold because I'll run for state in 4 years' time or local government or whatever it might be. It will really depend on what the situation is at that point in time. And whether, if people are putting up their hands for leadership, I think are really well qualified and great to lead, then of course not. I'm not going to. I'll be the person that will be there actually supporting them.
Mm. Well, let's talk a little bit about that. That's a nice segue. Speaking of running again, of course, Warren Entsch renominated recently, having said he wouldn't run. He'll be in his, I think, mid-70s by the time the next election comes around. Can I just get some of your thoughts on the leadership of the city? I've been a little bit critical both on the show in recent weeks and in the past about, do we have a diversity of leadership? And when I say diversity of leadership, I mean from we need more women in positions of leadership. We need the people from different cultural backgrounds, different ages as well, perhaps more young people involved. And that's not to discount a bit of an old boys club that exists in Cairns, but there just needs to be more of a mix, new ideas, a range of get out of the echo chamber, I think that sometimes may happen. Your thoughts on the leadership of this city, both now and where we're headed?
Yeah, and I think to move forward, we've got to have a look back at the history a little bit as well. I do think it's sometimes a matter of swings and roundabouts of what's happening at any given time. So I'll take you back to when I had two situations. When I had City Life magazine, I actually did an article, a cover story on the women of the Fifth Estate, because at that point in time, there was a stack of female leaders. Every single media, and I'm talking about the current company that you work for now, I'm talking about all the major TV stations, all the major magazines, there was only one male in leadership role. There were seven women that were in management or ownership management roles in media. That's quite significant in media, which has been traditionally a male-dominated field. And then while I was at council, I think the first time I was elected in 2008, you had at that point in time a female leader of the country, female leader of the state. Val Shear was obviously the leader of Cairns. The deputy mayor was Margaret Cochrane. And even as recently as 4 years ago, seven of the GM roles in council, four of them were female. Mm. So I do think it's swings and roundabouts. I think the issue is a lot of the diversification tends to be like that gender equality as opposed to what is the rest of the equality, whether that is across age groups, age demographics. I think that's where we fail. I think that's where we don't mentor enough of the younger breed to come through. And, you know, I, that's something that we need to very much consider here in Cairns, because we have got, and in particular seeing it more and more now, a lot of the executive roles are being filled with younger people. We need to make sure that we retain them in Cairns and ensure that they can move on to some of those more senior roles, so that we keep both the history, but we keep the contemporary nature of who's leading the area, and that we encourage them in ways. And that's across every level of diversity. I think that's what we're sadly lacking.
Yeah, absolutely. And Linda, is there enough mentorship? Are the established leaders in whatever sector or field it is, be it politics or business or council, whatever it is there enough mentorship from those who are currently in a leadership position? Are they helping? Are they putting younger people under their wings, bringing them along with them? Enough?
Oh, and this is the really tough one to answer, because I actually think every single organisation has some great mentoring programs in place, but it's the effectiveness of them. Mm. It's the actual support structure around that of actually how do we cement that more? Because I look across to, you know, most of the agencies that we've got at the moment, and I dare say that all of them have some great programs. But again, it comes down to the effectiveness of it. It comes down to the, and this is one thing that we do have traditionally done really well, but are we doing it well enough at the moment? Cairns has always been a brilliant networking city. And in fact, I would say that out of everyone I've been involved with all the different industries I've been involved with, Cairns actually has the ability to network better than any other place in this country. And that's because we've already got, you know, the bricks and mortar of having those network groups. We're not big enough so that people actually get lost in, you know, the dynamics of a massive city. But I think what we need to be careful at the moment is not getting lost in our own success of how, you know, how those industries are diversifying, and actually pull people back in and going, okay, how do we use our network? And I think that's the responsibility of people like me who have been involved, you know, across industries, to make sure that those connections aren't lost and that we are still managing to keep that connection going.
Looking from the outside in for the first time in a long time, are you happy with the direction and the drive of Cairns Regional Council at the moment, the performance of the mayor?
That's a bit loaded, because I think sometimes when you step outside, people will say you don't sour grapes because you're not there anymore.
Well, I don't think people would say that about you, though, because you deliberately chose not to stand again for council because you made that run at state. So I think you're coming from a fair position for some constructive criticism.
Yeah, and look, in all honesty, because I have stepped back, I've deliberately not sat there and actually, you know, picked up on things that I think are different, because that was me as a councillor as well, and I was very much known for my attention to detail to the point where it was probably quite annoying. I don't know if that always exists, but what I will say is that their consultation at the moment, I've seen them go out and do this quite a bit lately successfully. I do actually think that this council remains one of the best consulting councils in the country, you know, and I think only in the last couple of days it's like, tell us what other ways you want us to see the Esplanade activated. Not every council goes out and gives the people that they're representing the chance to do that. So I will say this for them, they continue to do that really, really well, and I think it's what constituents expect across the board now, and I'd encourage them to keep doing that.
That was the answer of a very skilled politician who we hope will be back in politics at some point. Could talk to you about a lot of things, Linda, but we'll have to leave it there. We'll get you in again if you don't mind. I know there's some other projects you're working on that I'd love to chat to you about. Linda Cooper, thanks for being on The King Review.
Thanks, Gav.